All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, if you're going to look over.
Bless you.
Oh, God. May I see so hard you. That it gave me hiccups. Oh, man. Oh, no. This precious piece of art in front of me. No. I was going to do a whole thing where we x-rayed the painting to see what was. What a mess. Wait a minute. What's written in my. In my globular leavings. Is
and
that
your nose fun?
Booger man?
I kind of like Booger man.
Yeah, me too.
Hey there, quick warning. This episode gets pretty rowdy vis-a-vis bodily fluids, which is saying something for this show that I feel the need to say this. Maybe chill out about halfway through if you're squeamish about that stuff.
This is way better than it has any right to be.
I know, right?
Like, I like this more than I like Earthworm Jim.
Of all of the secret redemptions, oh fuck yeah, definitely.
Like, this is actually kind of fun. I didn't get that far into it. It's still not perfect, but like, it is kind of, I would call this a secret redemption.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mentioned this obliquely, but because we're so far ahead, I didn't want to say, hey guys, in a month you're going to hear this episode about Booger Man. But that's what I was talking about a month ago when people are listening to this. But
yeah.
I totally agree. This is a secret redemption. Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we are pleasantly surprised by old bad games.
This week, as you heard me sneeze onto that painting, we're talking about Booger Man, which is
a pick and flick favorite.
Yep. An unbelievably crass character platformer that came out for the Sega Genesis initially. That's what I know it from. That's what we played. I was surprised to see that there's an SNES version because I didn't think this kind of stuff flied on a Nintendo system.
It's just sweat. All the boogers and parts are just sweat in the SNES version.
Yeah, that's So Gary, tell me what Booger Man is.
Put in the booger code. Booger code is it's Interplay developed. So, booger code.
We live by the booger code.
Live by the booger code, die by the booger code. Valor Bugalis. So this is a game that is made by Interplay. It's very similar to Earthworm Jim as a character mascot thing, but grosser and less goofy. And it is a platformer in which you are kind of like, you look like everything about this comes from a Mucinex commercial. And you look like a guy who would go and buy Mucinex and you fight things that happen because of Mucinex.
Yep.
Like you fight the things that Mucinex fights.
Yeah. And let's throw in just a couple of those Lamisil goblins that lift up people's toenails like they're on hinges.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not like having my toenail bend back.
No.
Yeah. It is literally torture. It's just a character platformer where you do these gross things that just kind of like solid and then surprisingly well animated and drawn.
The animation in this, like that, okay, so the jaunty little jump that he does,
yeah,
like where it's almost like a skip where like he, you know, like just very very merrily swings his arms and like holds his head up like he's having a grand old time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. Him getting into and out of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like he is very, he's well animated, and usually well animated kind of cinematic platformers like this play like shit.
Oh yeah.
And this is no Mario, but it plays pretty reasonably well.
Yeah.
Like it feels like a decent platformer. Like I wasn't constantly, you know, falling through things or dying for no good reason.
And like, so two more things here. It's responsive. Like the animation doesn't get in the way of anything.
Yeah, you don't have to finish your jaunt animation before doing something. You can cancel out of things.
Right, which is so important. And also, you would think something that looks this good, you would be dealing with a sprite that's half the size of the screen. No, like everything is like really well proportioned to be playable. Mm-hmm. Like you can see enough of the level to navigate these sometimes kind of complicated spaces that just happen to be made up of snot covered trees.
Yes. For a long time. Like there's not enough stage variety in this game.
No.
Make it like actually good. In this thing, the first like three levels in snot trees.
Yeah.
In the swamp zone or whatever it's called. and then you move to sewers. after that. So that's not great. Like, it is bad kind of environments that you do some decent platforming in.
Yeah. Decent platforming and also like pretty varied combat.
Yeah, so, really, like, weirdly enough.
A lot of verbs, really, you do.
Yeah. So Booger Man, it is a pick and flick adventure. Most of what you do is you can kind of pick your nose and flick a booger. And that's your thing. You have a little meter at the top upper left. Is that the amount of snot you have, or is that your life meter?
That is the amount of snot you have. Your life meter is the color of your cape.
Okay, that's what that is.
Yeah.
So you have, that's how much snot you have out of the box. you also have a burp button or a general body gas button, because it operates in a couple different ways.
It depends on your posture. So like, your burp is your projectile, even more so, like the straight across projectile. The more you charge it, the further it goes. Mm-hmm. If you face away and then duck, you charge up a fart.
Yes. there's not really any reason to do that. It's not tactically advantageous, as far as I can tell.
If you're trying to shoot something that is on the ground, that is too hard to hit with a booger that arcs down.
Yes. Yeah. The fart will take care of it.
Yeah.
Makes a big loud fart noise. All the kids love it.
If you eat a pepper, you get a limited amount of like rocket boost with your flaming farts. Yes. And if you drink some milk, then your
hock lugs.
You hock lugs instead of throwing your boogers.
And those go all the way across the screen.
Right.
Like, those, like a straight line, as opposed to the kind of arc that boogers go in.
Right. So you have like a really wide range of ways to like attack stuff on the screen.
Yes.
Which I was not expecting this to be as like, I'm not going to call it like nuanced, because nothing about this game is nuanced, but like as comprehensive as it is. Yeah.
Me either. And then there are a lot of different ways to get through the level. So the idea that, you know, they're in this forest, there are these tree sections, and you can go through, and there are like, it reminds me of a Sonic level in that respect, where like, you know, you have to get from one end of the level to the other, but you can just take the trees, you can take the low road, the high road, some mix of in between. Sometimes getting up to the high road where there are kind of power-ups and stuff is more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes getting down to the low part is more difficult.
Yeah.
And you kind of have your choice of different hazards you want to face as you go.
Yeah. And you can skip large portions or, you know, get around them by going into the sewers, by flushing yourself down a toilet, kind of like a Mario pipe, and then doing even more down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, that's what happened. You collect plungers as like rings, or like coins rather. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the level, you start building a ladder out of them. I never got enough to see what that does.
It seems like it requires an awful lot. And that's an unfortunate part of this. It's a little bit of a collectathon.
I mean, in the way that mascot platformers are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're always going to pick up a thing. Mm-hmm. I think it just goes to a bonus zone. That's what it looks like.
Well, it gets you your extra life.
Yes. Yeah. It gets you an extra life. And then eventually there are boss fights. If this were like more varied, you know, when you fought a boss fight at the end of the first forest zone, like make it a little bit longer, but just go through one instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a total redemption.
Oh yeah.
The boss fight is not so bad either.
It's like had a boss. Trouble.
The weird hillbilly superhero. Yeah.
Hickman.
Jonathan Hickman.
who carries a chicken, and then he uses the chicken to fire eggs at you. So I should like it more than I do.
It also, the chicken, you'll throw it as a boomerang as well.
Which, again, incredibly well animated. That character, you know, for as stereotypical as it is, has a lot of character to it. Like, this isn't just a reskin of something else. You know, it's pretty big. It's expressive. Like, it sells it, you know?
All the bosses are like that.
Yeah.
I watched a YouTube thing where it shows all these kind of different bosses from this game. And they're all, like, various kind of gross things, but they're all very expressive and unique and, like, look like a pitch for a cartoon or action figure line to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like the reboot of the Toxic Avengers that came out, where he had his like friends.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of those toys for some goddamn reason. And it reminds me of those a lot. When this game came out, it got like pretty decent reviews too. Like this is kind of an infamous game because of the title and the kind of subject matter, but like people liked it. All right.
Yeah.
You know,
it definitely had its audience. So this game was kind of, it came out around the time that Sega decided, you know what, I don't care if families like what we put out, and kind of did the proto version of the ESRB. And this is a game that I was not able to play for a long time until I found like the right combination of the person to take me to the video store and them being tired enough not to care for me to get it. But this is rated MA-13, Gary.
This is a very much a 13-year-old sense of humor.
Yeah.
But it does, like, that stuff worked on me. I can't say I'm above that. Like,
no,
I like Garbage Pail Kids and shit when I was young.
Yeah.
And now I just find them terrifying. Like, I'm definitely an old man when it comes to Garbage Pail Kids. But like, it is that sentence is, it feels like there are a lot of different ends for that.
There really are.
Like, what does that mean? Yeah. But the, now I'm terrified of Garbage Pail Kids, in no small part because of the movie, which, we had to figure a way to watch that for the network. Like, we could do it as a Duckfeed Presents, as a special report in place of an adaptation decay, or try this.
Yep.
Because we, I mean, or I would almost, I'd want people to hear it, because that movie, like, we've talked about this before. You've never seen that, right?
No, I've never seen it. Well, what we ought to do is we need to find a way to do like a something where we do like a hangout people can watch, and like feed those in through YouTube and comment over them and react to them live.
Oh, like do like a riff tracks of
Not even like a riff tracks, but like let's watch it in real time and then talk while it's going.
Okay. Watch it in real time, then talk while it's going. So we're not like riff. It sounds like you're describing riff tracks to me.
No, maybe. I don't know.
We talk about it while we're watching it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know about that. Like, I think that you'd lose a lot of the nuance of this film if it was just our like reactions, because most of the reactions are just gonna be like, oh, like it is a deeply unpleasant movie. But like I would rather do like a postscript on it where you had some time to digest,
just have some time to really consider the implications.
It's less pleasant than Gooby. Like, it is one of the least pleasant movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. The only reason I put that forward is A, it'd be fun to watch it not alone, because like the idea of watching something like that by myself is real dismal. Giving people the ability to watch along too.
Yeah. We could do like both.
Yeah.
We could have like you and I could watch it, even if it wasn't broadcast, where people could watch along. We could have like a chat room open and then we just watch it.
Watch it in sync.
And then actually do an episode.
I say let's pilot that with Bicycle Safety Camp.
I think that Bicycle Safety Camp has another way that's coming through.
Oh really? Okay.
Network. Yeah, I think by the time this comes out, that may already happen. That's the part of the end of our summer of fun. And Teenage Dirtbags, I think.
So that network stuff aside, right? It is real Garbage Pail Kids. Like, and it's it's poggy, right? Like, I could see, at the very least, if they couldn't get the action figure deal, like at least getting like a line of Booger Man Pogs.
There are probably Booger Man Pogs. I feel like that's probably true. That's it. And Booger Man never like took off the way they wanted him to.
No.
In any sense. Like, he came out, the game did well enough. The guy who made the game, this Michael Stragney guy or Straggy guy, ran a Kickstarter.
Oh, that was so sad.
To bring it back in 2013 and made like a very small fraction of his pretty modest.
He was asking for like what? Like, it wasn't like modest for.
Well, it wasn't modest, but by Kickstarter, it wasn't like millions of dollars. It was $400,000 roughly.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And a lot of Booker Man money. that's going to buy you a lot of snot.
He got just a little bit more than 1/10 of the way, like really substantially overestimating the amount of like goodwill and nostalgia people had for this.
Yeah.
Which is kind of. It's bummer. Sad, right?
Yeah, that is sad, because he believes in it, you know. And he probably, like, somebody hunted him down and was like, hey man, you're the guy who made Booker Man, like, that's fucking awesome, dude. And he was just like, you know, that is awesome. and then it just didn't work out for him.
Yeah,
so that's a bummer. But it also had a lot of influence in pop culture at the time, because I believe that he has a direct influence on Howard Stern's Fart Man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. If you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. And Booger Man also appeared at least in two lines in The Simpsons, first as a minor plot point in the film Boner Academy. Homer yells at the dean, asking him why he put him on Booger Man on probation.
I don't think that's this Booger Man. I think that's like supposed to be like just a fake.
Oh no, it's somebody else.
It's like Booger.
Booger Man, but also and then Mr. Burns saying, I'm not some kind of booger, I'm not a Booger Man.
I didn't even think about Booger from Revenge of the Nerds, but that's also a clear inspiration. Like, do the Wikipedia entry for this. Like, we're plotting out this guy's antecedents and descendants, like left and right,
descending all the way to Turtle from Entourage.
The ultimate Booger Man, his final form.
Yep.
Booger evolves into Booger Man, evolves into Turtle.
Yep. When you were growing up, did you ever
Snurtle?
Did you ever have access to a book or a series of books or a media property called Grossology?
I've seen them in thrift stores, but they're after my time.
Mm, okay. Yeah, this was one of my prized possessions when I was in first grade. It is a very grotesquely illustrated book that describes like human biology and all this stuff. It's like gross, but with an educational bent. The front cover has really realistic fake vomit sealed to it. And I tried taking it to school a couple times because, like, hey, here's this. And I don't know how to do popularity, right? People wanted to see it, and people wanted to, like, no, this is mine. Go away. I have it. It's mine.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted you to admire me.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted to bring the book and have be like, wait, who chose that book?
Yep.
That's pretty, I mean, never mind the content. It's the choice that matters. Well, what kind of taste and refinement results in owning a gross book?
Yep. This is this is first grade high fidelity.
Yeah. I don't know about those. There's a very famous teacher in my grade school who died, named D, who explained what snot was to us and what boogers was to us, and like the best day of my fucking like third grade life.
can you relay it?
It's like dead skin cells and tears. Yep. Essentially, it's like, yeah, it's like bacteria, dead skin cells, and tears. Mm-hmm. All put together form snot and boogers. Yeah. And it was just amazing, this kind of going through it, because I was like rapt. Like, I've never paid that much attention in school up to that point. Yeah. Like, oh, tell me what this is. And then later, when I first got the internet, and this was, you know, I was 20, so I wasn't, or when I first had access to, no, it wasn't before that, it was school internet. So like when I was like 16,
yeah,
I remember looking up this stuff online to kind of check it out. And there are two websites, one of them, which is like The Scoop on Poop, and the other one is The Facts on Farts. And that kind of dry analytical approach to these gross bodily functions was appealing
that
to
me. That was linked from like board.com.
Yes, yeah. Yes, 100%. That is a board.com thing. I forgot about board.com. Holy shit. Yeah. That's from. Mm-hmm. I read those things like crazy.
Yeah.
Because I just like that kind of like, how do these gross things work?
Mm-hmm.
It's way into it.
Yep. Yeah. Huh. That is such a weird, like, internet circa 1996 touchstone we both had.
Yeah, it was the predecessor. It digivolved into rotten.com, which then digivolved into Portal of Evil. As we got older and grosser,
I learned what snot was on the same day I saw JFK getting shot.
Yes, in a tiny little postage stamp. Bring me red pages.
Oh no, it was serious on the grassy knoll. No.
Damn you, Brothers Rand. I never played this when I was young, though. I it sounds like you got a chance to rent it. This is my first exposure to the Booger Man, because I felt like this would just be a shitty mascot platformer. Mm-hmm. The way it looks, right? You know?
It doesn't definitely doesn't sell itself that well. Mm-hmm. In terms you know, thinking that there is going to be something there beyond the really off-putting theming. And, you know, we're the people who dedicated a whole season of the 2015 to semen, you know, but still, it's, you know, I don't like thinking about boogers.
Oh my God. Yeah. I even consider like,
come man,
you know, yeah. Yes. Sprummer man, like Spooge Lord, Spooger man, Spoogerman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd have been very different. That's how you have to do it for kids these days with their Snapchats and shit. Like,
you couldn't just do Booger Man.
Right,
you have to smegma.
Be like, yeah, he just flicks cum into the eyeballs, and like, and then at the end of every level you execute a hobo, because it's like, you have to make it edgy enough for today's children.
We're talking about kids who like went as Five Nights at Freddy's for Halloween when they were like five.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when like the little fat kid was scared, they tied him down and beat him with soap.
Right. They gave Timmy a blanket party.
Yeah. Timmy got a blanket party because he was scared of their Five Nights at Freddy's cosplay on Devil's Night in like 2011.
I'm telling you, man, never turn your back on a teenager. They're gonna cut your Achilles tendon like that. Yeah. Like, for no reason.
Yeah, just to do it. They're gonna pull a glass full of sand a glass full of sand out of their backpack, toss it in your face, and then while you're rubbing the sand out of your eyes, they're gonna tell you it's actually ground glass. Like, and you just ruptured your corneas. Well, fucking old man.
Welcome to the world of blindness.
I can see. I'm the Pepsi generation. You can't. You VH1 piece of shit. I'm a teenager. Go to hell.
God. Smegma, man.
Yeah, smegma, comma, man. Smegma, man. Yeah, I don't. What for your money? What's the grossest bodily fluid?
Well, I could give like an answer like saliva, you know, like just by the numbers, the mouth being the gross.
But it can't be the grossest thing because you have it in your mouth all the time and you right. Like, kissing girls cool. Like it can't be the grossest
yeah,
thing.
There we go. Yeah. So okay. Man, that's whatever's inside of like a really gnarly blister, like pus, I think is my least favorite because it's one of the most uncommon and it's a sign that something is very very visibly and kind of like physically wrong.
Yeah,
it's not like a not like regular like whatever like diarrhea piss like that happens on a somewhat regular basis. Like I can wrap my head around it, but like you know like a big juicy blister that just like. Creates this thick white stuff. No, can't do it.
Conceptually, I'd give it to a boil, but I think in actually, as far as my like reaction to it, it would have to go to poop.
Oh yeah,
like I think poop is really gross, man.
Yeah, I mean we had that whole thing in the ET episode. Like wiping your ass is one of the most like onerous things you can do.
Yeah, you're just too close to it. Like I don't. Yeah. I know it's inside me all the time, but like, and this is somebody I'm not. You have some digestive issues. I have digestive issues too, man. Mm-hmm. It's not like I think I mentioned to you that I started taking probiotics.
Oh yeah.
Which is when you recruit an army and they're gummy bears. So it's like I've recruited an army of bears to march their banners and declare war on my colon because it is, you know, they are really, really making it their own space. Like mm-hmm. I feel new organs being generated. Like they really it's a slash and burn kind of policy down there for them shit.
Yeah, it's a real rough month when you start that. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible though. It's been a wild ride. Yeah. And it's so I understand having, you know, this is not me poop shaming anybody who has like poop problems. Mm-hmm. I just think even just normal poops that like everybody has all the time are like just very unpleasant.
So
and like if I think about anything touching me, mm-hmm. like that's the thing I don't want to get on me.
Yeah, and I, you know, and just look back to the Scrapyard Dog episode where I talk about a hot tub just being poop soup, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's like just the I think the idea of particulate shit is more like upsetting to me on like a theoretical level, but I wonder how much of that has to do with the fact that we're American and thus we've never had to make active use of a bidet. Because like it's not just the water that's like getting rid of the, you know, the residue and that, right? Like that,
yeah,
you know, you're getting in there, you're making use of the hands. Like at least here in the American system, it's incredibly wasteful and hell in the pipes, but I get a paddle, you know, like I've got a buffer at the very least.
Yeah, you don't actually have to get in there.
Yeah. I mean, and this is all just like things going right. I'm not talking about like encountering like, you know, some of my worst days as a kid were stepping in dog shit.
Oh yeah, you know? that's such a summer memory thing. Yep. I did that when I was like 28. I when I first worked at like Fred Meyer, I was like sitting in the break room. I was like, why does everything smell like shit? And then like realized I'd stepped in dog shit and it was awful. It's just like, yeah. To go get a stick. Like, yeah. This is such a big part of my life, and now I am not equipped to deal with it at all.
I need to find like the edge of a sidewalk to scrape.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. Find some grass to do that like that dorky scoot, a little like hip shaking twist that you do.
Yep, to get the maximum torque.
Yeah. click my heels together.
Oh no! But then you contaminate the other one.
Yeah, then that's how it spreads.
So shit is up there, I think, for its ubiquity. Yeah. But for the most like for the otherworldliness, I still think that that pus.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Or just like, you know, I give this answer, I'm not trying to one up you or anything, but mm-hmm. boil leave-ins are like pretty intense. I don't know if you've ever had that fresh hell, but like
I know of. I think that I maybe like conflate all of that. Like I'm speaking specifically about an especially ripe blister.
Yes,
like when I would go golfing, like, you know, just when I was getting my calluses, like just the when those things were sitting for a couple of days and when they pop, whew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I had a no it's okay. I'm just thinking about blisters. Mm-hmm. I had a gigantic blister I got at some point a couple years ago on the back of my heel, so I couldn't walk. Like it was painful and I couldn't get around and I was like, this cannot be.
Yeah.
You know, like I have to end this. But at the time I was uninsured. So I ended up heating up a steak knife over a fire and draining it myself, like lancing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
which was really incredible. I just got a little tiny hole in it. I couldn't get, because it was still thick skin.
Yeah.
You know,
that's your foot.
So I couldn't, so it was draining like incredibly slowly. And I had like, here's an afternoon where I'm just going to spend this like draining this giant, like, I mean, when I say a giant blister, I mean the size of an egg.
Right.
Like it was uncommonly big. And just kind of spent forever doing that. And it was like a really unpleasant kind of afternoon.
Yeah.
Like real gross, kind of just like clearish, kind of thick fluid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real gross. It's you know what I don't think is that gross though are boogers. Like the boogers are gross, like, and I don't want anyone else's boogers. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm having nostril distress and it's not like saying I have dry boogers in my nose and I'm in private, mm-hmm. I will pick my nose and I like will wash my hands.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not ashamed about like using my fingers in my nose. Mm-hmm. On the regular. That happens to me a lot. I get like my nose dried out at night. Mm-hmm. Blowing my nose is just going to make me get a bloody nose and it's just going to hurt. Yep. I will go fucking pick and flick adventure on this shit. No problem.
As will I. That is a morning routine kind of thing.
Yes.
Especially in the winter, you know?
There's a degree of satisfyingness to it.
Oh yeah. Like especially
like
when
it's kind of awesome.
Like when it's a small shard near the bottom, near the surface, and it links into something that like obviously was brain adjacent, but you pull it out in one long,
like a load bearing.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa. Yeah.
But even if I'm not going to get like up close and personal, there's that evolutionary thing, right? Where if you blow your nose, you're going to look at it. You're going to look at it, 'cause you're going to make sure it's not like blue or something.
Yeah, yeah, or just even just like bloody, like full of black digested blood, or like, you know, yeah, it is fascinating. Like our noses are, between this and like the bloody noses I like to get in the shower, like noses are an endless source of bio fun for me. Yeah. It's like the two things in my, like three parts of my body that give me bio fun are like my mouth, my dick, and my nose. I guess my eyes too, ears, like all my senses. I guess it's senses.
It's more ethereal.
Yeah.
You know, my like, ears give me biofilm, but that's because I like using Q-tips, even though the doctor tells me I shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a thing too.
Yeah. Just get in there and give it a scratch. You know,
it can feel good to like get some of this goo out of your body. Yeah. And that's the thing about those probiotic bear, that army of like bloodthirsty marauders I sent down to my basement, because it, you know, you get clean. Like there's mm-hmm. like I'm clean.
Yeah.
You know, that's a feeling. And that comes like, from picking your nose and doing your ears and stuff too. Yeah.
It's like you just took your colon to the dentist.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, oh, this is, you know, it's a clean basement. You know, Booger Man has, real quick, I know we're running up on time, two things I want to hit up. They're both pretty brief here. One, GameFAQs message board. Somebody said there with the title, Pick and Flick Adventure by Pukodon. Pukodon says, T-Day I was in English class and I was all early. So I was going on a fantastic voyage in my nose when almost all the class comes in. There is a big, fat, juicy, voluptuous booger dangling from my finger. FTWBTWSTFUGTFO. Which I think is for the win. By the way, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out. And then Antisocial says, did you eat it? And that's the end of the journey.
That sounds like something a serial killer would write. Like, yes, I was going on a voyage and I found a voluptuous. Like,
And then also, Boogerman is in Urban Dictionary. Boogerman in 2004, coined by Big T, says it's a fat, smelly, up in your face person who tends to sweat profusely. A guy who constantly attempts to attract the opposite sex when having no shot will conversate for hours on phone with members of the same sex, claiming that all the females want him, obsessed with Jordan apparel in use. Wow, Boogerman got shot down again. We could have gotten all those girls if Boogerman wasn't here.
I love the Urban Dictionary entries that are obviously just about one person. Like, he's not describing like a kind of person. He's saying this is a nickname for this one asshole that he knows.
Yeah, this is the guy I don't like. We would have gotten laid if Booger Man wasn't here.
I was surprised that I liked this game because I don't remember liking it when I was little. I think that it might have been too nuanced for me with the multiple different things you can do. And like the limited ammo is a little bit of a bummer, I think, especially when you're little and you just want to go flick some boogers. But like I found myself having a really good time with it.
We're judging on hella curve too. Anything we find on this show that like actually ends up being fun to play is really surprising.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, something doesn't have to be great for me to be like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah, like this, you know? Like this is a C overall for the Genesis, but like
yes, for this show it is like a B plus.
Yeah,
which is pretty surprising. Like, I don't think it's quite as cool as Home Improvement, but it's getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the same tier, right?
Yes.
So thank you. This was suggested by one Christian, who says, this game was released originally for the Sega Genesis. The gameplay is a lot like Earthworm Jim, that is an animated 2D platformer. Unlike Earthworm Jim, it is gross and in poor taste. Go back to Earthworm Jim. It's also really gross.
That's that is 100% true.
Booger
but
Man
also,
was...
like, Earthworm Jim, everyone loves. Even though it's really hard to play, and I don't think it's very fun now.
Yeah, I mean, look back at all the stuff we said about the animation not getting in the way here.
Yes, Earthworm Jim, it more or less does.
Yeah.
And there are all these sequences in Earthworm Jim that, like, fuck up the gameplay loop, where it's like, oh, in this level, you're floating on a thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this level, you have to protect this dog. Like, all these things happen that make it incredibly hard. So.
Even when I was a mouth-breathing adolescent who thought that Primal Rage was a good game, Booger Man was just too gross out and pandering for a 12-year-old like me.
But not for this pair of adult men. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
If you want to suggest games for the show, go to the Abject Suffering page on the duckfeed.tv website.
Mm-hmm.
You can do so there. If you want to have a chance of being able to vote in polls that we have, and then also just straight up say, hey, this is the game you guys are doing, you can become our patron.
Yeah.
You go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the tiers on the Patreon are kind of geared toward this show, because people who like the show, there's a strong correlation between them and people who want to support us.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we like doing it, so we kind of favor the show. It is fun and easy to do.
True.
If you like it, if you don't want to support us on Patreon, iTunes ratings reviews are very useful. It's been a little while since we had one.
Yep.
So that's useful. And telling people about it is also useful. It is poorly SEO optimized. When I look for Abject Suffering, I find a lot of inspirational quotes on Twitter. Not so much people saying, hey, you should check out this show.
Yeah.
So
would really love to see that.
Yeah. Yep.
But otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I know this episode was a little bit of a bumpy ride.
Oh yeah, if trigger warning, like booger warning, like it's pretty gross, but yeah. You guys can handle it.
Yep.
You guys are all adults here. But maybe something at the top might be worthwhile.
Yeah.
I was just saying, we talk about some adult fluids.
Yeah. You mean, is that a note for me?
Oh yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Like, what I mean, it's something worth considering, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't need to bleep anything out. Don't make it an editing nightmare, but just say,
no,
like,
no.
Hey, this comedy podcast about Booger Man talks about bodily fluids.
Yeah, it gets a little raw. Okay.
Yeah.
I may consider doing that. If you heard that at the beginning, I decided to do it. But until next time, who is Lust Booger?
Who is Lust Burger? Lust Burger.
Lust Burger. Is that one of those stripper joints that serves burgers?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Home of the $1 Lust Burger.
Ugh.